You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Hey, what's
Applause.
All right. Hey, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm Bam Erickson. Bing is for doing, and we are doing ABC's The Reality Show, The Glass House, for episode 3. And I want to introduce my calls.
How you doing? I'm Dario Kristen. You can tweet me at Dario Kristen, at Dario Kristen, DerrierialChriston.
And you can tweet me at Bam Erickson. We also want to give a shout out to our other co-host, Justin, who is out of town, but he will be back next week. So shout out to you, Justin, all right?
Big shout out, big Justin.
So we have a lot to talk about in so little time. Today was a great show. And so the first thing that we want to talk about was who was leaving. It was between Apollo and Holly.
Yes.
And so Apollo got the boot.
He got the boot.
Yeah.
He kicked rocks.
What'd you think?
You know what? I saw that coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we discussed it a little bit last week, but the whole card game trick, you know, and just his strategy, I think it just didn't work in his favor.
Right. And how he attacked Gene and, you know.
Exactly. Attacking Gene, I mean, you know, I get it. You're down to the wire. You're feeling the pressure, so you start pointing guns. But I pretty much figured that Apollo was going to be gone.
Did you vote? Who did you vote for?
Well, you know, I voted for him to leave. So
okay. I did too. I voted for him to leave.
You know,
too.
I liked Apollo at the beginning, but you know, like I said, this is a game, and his strategy was a weaker of the two.
And speaking of strategy, so now we notice that in this particular episode, now people are starting to form strategies. Now you have Robin, Mike, and Kevin, who are secretly forming an alliance that they don't want anyone to know about.
Yeah, and I think that's smart because they all are kind of key players in this game, and they bring a different perspective.
So the older perspective?
What'd you say?
The older perspective?
Well, not everybody's older. It's only Robin and Mike. I mean, technically, Kevin is, you know, I guess technically he's sort of like in the middle there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I just think that they're going to bring a different element to the game. So it's I like that strategy for those three to have a form an alliance.
I agree, too. I think that those three work together, but I do feel that they're gonna have to hold Robin up a little bit. She's a little weaker out of the three, which we've kind of noticed, you know, when she was having the sleeping issue from 1:34. Yeah, she kind of broke down a little bit, and, you know, from like 1:34 to 5 o'clock in the morning, she's like cleaning.
Yeah, she had the crazy insomnia going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she was kind of, you know, like had like an inner spirit or something going on inside of her.
Her spirit.
We saw a different side of her tonight. I mean, you know, she seemed to be at the beginning one who was, you know, very confident and very focused and knew how she was playing this game. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, it's like almost like a split personality we saw tonight. So I thought that was interesting.
And then, so now let's go, speaking of Robin, let's go into the whole, there was a, they were having conversation. And so one of them asked, you know, what was the best relationship that you had?
Right.
And so this kind of got something started.
A
lot of things started. Yeah. And then, so go ahead and tell what happened.
Well, it basically it was the question about who had the longest relationship, was it, or the best relationship?
I believe it was the best relationship.
The best relationship.
Yeah.
And Stephanie spoke up and spoke about how she had been married to her husband for 3.5 years, and then he suddenly died, it sounded like, and she had a complete breakdown. I mean, tears were running in the room. And
Everyone was like completely just kind of like going in.
Everyone went in. I mean, it was a very sensitive moment for everyone. I think everyone was trying to relate. And then all of a sudden, Robin brought up a story. She after Stephanie finished her story, Robin brought up a story about how she was almost murdered.
Yeah, and had a knife at her neck.
And I guess Erica got a little pissed off about it and thought that Robin was taking the shine from Stephanie in her moment, and they had moments.
Right. And one of the things that Erica said, that this is not a compete story.
Right.
And so now, what did you think about that? Because I didn't necessarily think of it as Robin was trying to compete. It was emotions were kind of flowing.
Yeah.
And so everyone was kind of, you know, teary eyed. And I don't know, sometimes when people think about emotions, they think about the
another
stuff
story that,
that's, you know,
happened to them. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I do it every day in my, you know, personal life sometimes. I mean, you get caught up in a moment. They're hearing this story about what
you
happened.
Get caught up in a moment and you have crying moments
every day, man.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Every once in a while. No. Okay. No, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you're hearing a story, and as you're hearing that story, you're starting to feel some things that happened to you that maybe reminded you of something that's being told in the story. And to me, taking it kind of back to them, but Robin was listening to her tell the story. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't feel like she wasn't. It's just at the end, I think it sparked some emotion that was in her, and she was trying to relate, and she brought up something in her past. And maybe she could have waited to tell that part of what happened to her, but I don't think that she was taking the shine or intentionally taking the shine from Stephanie to tell her story about her husband. I mean, I think that Erica, you know, kind of took that to another level a little bit where she didn't need to.
I totally agree.
I think she took it a little bit too personal, but, you know, I think that Robin was fine.
I agree. And then the whole conversation that they had when Robin confronted her, you know, saying, you know, what was up with that, and you know, why did you have to go to that level and to that place?
Yeah,
that's when Erica lost me.
You mean like you liking Erica?
Meaning just, well, I don't like or dislike, but as far as if I had to pick between who won the argument, whose side, that's when Erica lost me, because she started trying to like flip it and manipulate.
Yeah, she definitely changed the story up a little bit when she was confronting Robin, because she basically tried to make Robin seem like she was a little bit crazy than what she was.
And not only that, but Erica was also telling Robin that you tend to talk a lot about yourself and everything has to be about you, which I haven't seen that.
Right.
And so unless for editing purposes, I personally haven't seen that.
I didn't see it. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, unless it's editing purposes, I definitely haven't seen it. I mean, Robin seems to be the mother den of the entire house. So she seems to be the one who goes around listening to everyone's story. So I have not seen that side of her yet, unless there's something going on that, you know, will be projected in the future episodes. Yeah. But I haven't seen that yet.
Mm, all right. So whatever. Who cares?
Don't worry about it, Robin. Yeah.
So now let's go to relationships. There was some relationships that started to form, and we'll start with the PG one first.
All right, yeah. We'll start with PG because I'm very excited about the un-PG version of what happened tonight. The PG version was basically Gene and Joy. We've seen from the last two episodes that I think Gene has a little soft spot from Miss Joy.
Yeah. I believe in the first relationship he said, you know, if she's going to be the crybaby, she could be come to me and I'll be the big teddy bear that wants to comfort her.
Exactly. And he is a big dude. So, and she's like, I mean, he's tall. I mean, what did he say? He's like 6'5 or 6'6?
At least.
Something like that. 200 pounds somewhere in there?
No, he's a
300? I'm trying to be nice, man.
Don't be nice. He's like 300 pounds.
All right, like 300
which
pounds.
Which is my point. Well, how difficult it had to have been to whip him on that harness last week.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, and she's got to be, what, like 5 foot? I mean, she's a petite little thing.
Yeah.
So that, you know, he's definitely feeling his little tenderoni on Joy. You know, he likes her a lot.
But now Joy is also playing back. You know, we saw her putting the cake in his face.
Yeah.
We also saw when Gene was in the shower, she's trying to, you know,
look over to see what his goodies are.
Yeah, trying to get a little peek. Oh, I tell you, the things that women can do and get away with, if that was us.
I agree. But you know what? Listen, they're in that house for, what, 10 weeks?
Yeah.
And all you're seeing is each other. You got to have as much fun as you can. And I'm not mad at Gene and Joy for, you know, having a little fun.
Now, with it being a glass house, not for the sake of me seeing Gene, but for the sake of the girls, shouldn't the shower doors be glass so we could see everything?
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be able to put it on ABC. It would have to be, you know, ABC After Dark.
Or they can always put the little blur.
They could put the blur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, you know what? Maybe that'll be something in the future episodes, I think.
Yeah. And then so now the other relationship.
All right, now we go to the R-rated.
Because I
it's not really R-rated.
I didn't see this one coming.
I didn't see it coming. We're speaking about Kevin and Erica. They had a little hookup session. It started off as a little flirt. We get the hook. Is that the hookup music?
Yes. Woo! I like that.
Jinx.
Yeah, right.
So basically, we had a little flirtation when they were having drinks. You know what happens when you have the drinks? The flirting comes out.
I don't know what happens, but I can imagine.
Oh, okay. Well, I do know what happens, unfortunately, but you know, sometimes the flirting does tend to come out a little bit more when you've had a couple cocktails, obviously. But
you've been a very good boy.
Or bad boy.
Are you right? Okay.
I love the sound effects
tonight. I love it.
I am filling this room, but it's getting hot in here. So Kevin and
really
Erica,
is.
And it really is, literally. Kevin and Erica had their little flirtation, which turned into Erica asking Kevin to come into her room when she was going to bed. And next thing you know, there was a little kissy-kissy, in the black and white ultrasound or ultralight.
They had the hand over the covers.
Had the hand over the covers, but you heard the giggling and you heard the little smacks of the lips.
And so that was pretty much
I think it was lips. Yes, I think. No, we're going to say it's lips. No, it was lips, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Which, they would have shown more, probably.
I was going to say which. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. All right. That's for the live streaming.
Right. And so the following morning when they get up, good old Jeffrey, the nosy boy, decides to ask him straight up, so did you go to bed after?
Right.
So he put it just right out there, and basically they confirmed that they had a bunch of smooches, and Kevin basically said,
Kevin put it out there.
Yeah, he said, you know, when I get drunk, you know, the molesting will happen.
Yeah, he did not shy away from answering the question.
Yeah.
But
something that I thought was interesting was Erica said that when they were having a conversation, how she thought he was kind of cute, but cute in a kind of like a Midwestern way, and how she referenced how, you know, he can easily
be a nine.
He can easily be, he's easily a nine, and he's messing with a subpar seven, and I'm a seven.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you say that? Don't.
Well, I think she was actually giving him a little bit of props. I mean,
but she was
it's a loaded compliment.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, basically he has the potential to be the hot dude, I guess, to her.
Yeah, and that he can get girls that are nines, but I'm a seven.
Yeah, I mean, but see, there's an element to me that I think that Erica said that statement because she knew that she had just gotten to that confrontation with Robin and the viewers were watching, and I don't think that she wanted to necessarily perceive herself as a
fast woman.
Not even fast woman, but just kind of like, you know, the B word, you know, I mean, just kind of, you know, because she went at Robin a little bit and that's the perception in America's mind. And I think she withdrew some of what her intentions were with forming that conversation with Robin. She got a little, you know, irritable with her. Mm-hmm. And I think that she was thinking that maybe her perception with America is that, oh, maybe I should just reel it back a little bit. So
if she thinks that if she doesn't come off as she thinks she's all that, then she would.
Exactly. It's almost like, it's not a sympathy vote per se, but it's like,
she's playing the game.
She's playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
You know, so with all of that, you know, she, they hooked up and she said, yeah, she gave Kevin that loaded compliment. And then he perceived to enjoy most of her attention.
Yeah. For the moment.
Yeah,
for the moment. And then so let's talk about before we do that, can we do iTunes?
Sure.
Yeah. So listen, you guys, as we always say every week, please go to iTunes. Please go to iTunes, rate and comment. We're so fortunate that we have been in the top 10 for the past 2 weeks. Right now, we're currently at number 7.
Number 7, baby.
So please continue to go to iTunes and rate and comment. And just, you know, leave your comments, positive comments, please. But please do that. And then also, I want to let you guys know that we have a new app called Podcast. And so Apple just released this about a week ago. And basically what it does is it organizes all of the podcasts that you are subscribed to. So AfterBuzz also is featured on the homepage, which, you know, AfterBuzz. And so, again, please give this new app Podcast, okay? All right. So now let's go into the game itself.
The game.
And so the two viewers who had the least votes this week was, again, Ashley.
Yeah.
And then it was Robin.
Robin.
And so now the two of them were the captains.
Yeah.
And so now they had this big game that I thought was, this is the best game to me so far.
It was the best game. I did have one quick note about Ashley. You know, I felt bad that she was in the bottom this time. I felt that this particular episode, she showed a lot more of her personality.
Wait. Oh. Weren't we supposed to discuss the whole Jeffrey thing?
Jeffrey. Oh, yes, we were. You're right. Yeah. Jeffrey and the altercation with Stephanie. Andrea.
Yes.
Andrea.
So rewind for a second. Before we go to the game, there was something that was very interesting. Yes. So Jeffrey, they were one of the challenges that they had to do was they had to have mittens on for 24 hours.
Right.
And so Andrea decided to use her mittens as a fly swatter. And she kills a fly. And so Jeffrey, I personally thought he was just joking, saying that one of my favorite things in the Bible is thou shalt not kill.
Kill. Yeah.
And then so she kind of took offense to that, being that Jeffrey's always, you know, saying things to her because she's a Mormon.
Right.
Then Jeffrey goes into the room to continue the confrontation. And then it goes on about this whole gay thing.
Right.
And so I'm going to pass it to you.
Well, I was wondering if there was something that was said prior to, because there seemed to be a little bit of tension between Jeffrey and Andrea.
Yeah.
Right when that happened with the whole thing. But then, of course, like you said, it turned into talking about the Proposition 8 and how Andrea mentioned that she was against, you know, gay relationships. And Jeffrey did not seem to take that to
Jeffrey didn't,
great light.
He didn't like that at all.
He did not like that.
Andrea was like, you know, she thought that Jeffrey had took it too far because murder versus killing a fly, she didn't really see the correlation.
Right.
And then so she basically, because Jeffrey decided that he wanted to, you know, throw a rock in his hand, she wanted to throw another rock and say, well, you know, if you want to question my religion, so what about you being homosexual?
Right.
And so that's when the whole thing just continued to spiral.
It was tit for tat. They went back and forth.
Right.
Now, personally, I think that it went a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was actually concerned for Andrea. Once she made those statements, because she was making some pretty strong stance on how she felt about the topic.
But also, she's a Mormon, and most people who have Christian beliefs, that is what they're taught. You know, whether if they believe it or not, because, you know, me growing up as a Christian, I've learned those same things. My opinion is different, but anyone who's grew up in any type of Christian or Christianity or faith, those are the things that we're taught.
That's true.
And so you can't really be mad at how she feels.
Right.
That's just how I feel. And then he was like, by voting against me, Prop 8.
Yep.
By you voting against me, you basically saying that you don't respect me.
Right.
And so Jeffrey kind of took it into this whole different, took it at 100.
He did. Yeah. He had reason to get upset. Mm-hmm. He did take it to another. I don't think it should have escalated to that form. Once again, we saw her crying and he was going at her. So
do you think the cry was sincere?
I think at that moment it was, because I think that, you know, he was going at her, and she seems to be quite sensitive when it comes to people kind of getting in her face. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's not the first time she cried. So I would say that, yes, I don't think that it was an act.
What was surprising was the person who came to her defense and comforted her was Ashley,
hence where I had jumped a little bit, but it goes back to, I was saying that Ashley, this particular episode to me showed a lot of her personality and who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like her. And she came in with her story about how her mother or father was the preacher.
Her mother was a minister. And so,
and how her viewpoints of growing up with religion and her perception of it.
And she also referenced that, you know, God himself had been persecuted, and that if he's been persecuted, that you're going to be persecuted as well. But I thought the most important thing that she mentioned in that whole statement, that she was comforting her, she says that Jeffrey didn't compromise. He said that Jeffrey didn't compromise himself. So why should you?
Right.
And so
that's a strong statement.
Exactly. Because we were kind of talking, and, you know, we kind of felt that Ashley is kind of quiet. We won't say she's boring,
right.
but she's just kind of, you know, she's very low on the radar. She's not really saying much, which is why most people are probably voting for her, which is why she's been in the bottom two.
Because
we're not seeing her personality.
Although Erica did call her boring.
Yeah, and Erica did call her boring.
She did call her boring.
Right, but now that we see how we see a little bit of her background, and she stood in, like, where was Andrea's other homegirls who were always with her?
Right.
You know, why weren't they there to comfort her? And I just thought that was really cool that we got to see Ashley, and she made that very pivotal
strong statement. And then she gave her the nice hug afterwards. I mean, it was a really nice moment.
Yeah. So I think people are going to remember that, and I don't think she's going to be in the top least votes next week.
I don't think she should after that. I mean, I like I said, I think we really got to see her personality this time and see what she stands for and who she is. But you mentioned something really interesting. You mentioned God and the Bible. And speaking of the Bible, this leads me to a great topic, Amazon.com, because you can go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the Amazon banner and buy Bibles. You can buy any gifts or items that you would like to buy for your loved one, for a friend, girlfriend, your dog. And we get a nice kickback once you click on the Amazon banner on the AfterBuzz TV.
Click. Like my little...
Click, click. That was pretty good. I thought I was going to get a sound effect, but I guess I'm not getting a sound effect. Oh, okay. I get a clap. But yes, go to Amazon.com off of the AfterBuzz TV banner and buy your items. We get a kickback and we can continue to do great episode recaps like we're doing tonight for The Glass House and more of that to come.
All right. Good job. All right. So now continuing with the game.
Yes.
All right. So now...
You were saying you thought this was the best game out of all the episodes so far.
Yeah, I felt that this was the best game. And so with the challenge, the games were based on what the viewers pick. And so there were always three items that they had to that the contestants had to pick.
Right.
And whichever, I'm not saying this right. Let me rewind. Or better, you want to explain it?
Okay. So, well, they had to pick different items to do the different challenges.
Yes.
So the first item that they actually chose was
the bobbing.
The bobbing.
Yeah.
So they had to pick from either bobbing for three pieces of chicken.
Fried chicken. And gravy,
which I would pick that one.
Three
apples in applesauce, correct?
Yes.
And three tea bags in tea.
Yes. And so Ashley, I thought it was very interesting how they chose their team. Robin said she was picking the ones that she could, she wanted people on her team that can help her
win.
Ashley wanted people on her team that was more of a mix. She wanted some people who are kind of smart and she wanted some people that are athletic.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know what the challenges are going to be.
But now which way would you have gone in that? Which one do you think had the better strategy?
I don't think it mattered for this particular one.
Really?
Yeah, because who's to say what the viewers, they don't have any insight of what the viewers are picking.
You don't know what it is yet. Yeah. That's true.
But I remember particularly for this one, because I voted. And
which one did you vote for?
I think I did the apples and applesauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why that one?
There was like a million questions. And so like every time something would pop up, whatever looked the best, I just click on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a rhyme to reason for it.
I think I keep going back to the chicken and gravy because maybe I just want chicken and gravy right now. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm just hungry. I had some before we got here in the car driving here. All right. But anyway.
Okay.
And so Robin, they guessed it right. And so they were able to get the point.
Yes.
And then so the other one was what salad items should they mix with their feet?
Yes.
And this is for Ashley, and so they got that one right too. So right now the game's at 1-1.
Right, and the salad that they ended up picking was the tuna salad, which Gene used
for his big old nasty feet.
Yeah. I don't want to see that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they won, and so then it tied up the game.
Yeah.
And then we went into...
The very last one,
which was the whoopee cushions. So they had the choice of...
It was a toss. The whoopee cushion was one of the other ones that Robin did, and she lost.
Oh, right.
Then the last one where it was tied up 2-2, they had to do waffle toss, and they had three choices. So they had to toss waffles dipped in maple, blueberry, or cherries.
Right.
I remember remember doing this one. I actually picked the maple, I believe.
The maple. I just remember Ashley throwing that maple all over Gene's face. And I remember he was just like, man, what is going on right here? But and that made me hungry as well. Maybe I need to eat tonight or something.
I think so.
What's going on? But yes, I did like the challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were
fun,
interesting, and fun.
They were fun, and they were. It's totally unpredictable. You just don't know. You have no clue what the challenges are going to be about. They don't know that we're voting for all of these different things.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's cool to be able to vote and kind of see how it plays out for the challenges.
Yeah.
For me, I think that's cool. And so Ashley won. And so now Robin is in limbo.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, I felt bad for Robin once again, but yes, Robin is in limbo. And then we had to, who was the person who was, There was something else I want to bring up with Robin going into limbo. I don't know. I'll get back to that. That part doesn't matter. But you know, one part we did want to go rewind a little bit to. We didn't go into the room selections on who was in each room.
The room selections I thought was kind of cool. So in the friends room, you had Gene and you had Mike,
right?
And they have to sleep in the same bed.
Which, yeah, and that's funny because Gene was mentioning the fact that, you know, he was hoping that Joy would give him, you know, hang out with him in his room. And then Mike made the statement and said, I hope that she does hang out in the room because then I can go sleep on the couch.
Right.
So that was funny.
But can you just imagine the three of them in that little bed?
No, not at all. I mean, I think Gene would take up most of the bed as it was. So, yeah, that would be an interesting little sandwich going on.
And then in the enemy's room, there was...
In the enemy's room,
it was Erica and Holly.
Right? Yeah,
which they're supposed to be good friends, best friends, but they put them in enemy room. So
yeah,
the audience maybe is trying to say something. Maybe they're trying to say break it up.
You think that's what they're doing?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't vote for that one, so I don't know. Okay. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean it'll be interesting to see what happens, how that all goes down with those two.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
It'll change. I think it changes.
But now that Robin has lost and she's in limbo, now this is where it gets interesting, because last week only the losing team was able to vote who goes into limbo. This week, and we're thinking that maybe because it's 10 players, that they had to have everyone vote. So both the winning and the losing team were able to vote, and the drama began.
The drama began.
So Jeffrey obviously was not going to vote for Andrea because, again, by voting against me, you don't respect me. So therefore, he's not going to vote for her.
Right.
Kevin felt that Jeffrey was taking this out of proportion and it's a game.
Right.
And so you can't. He said something I thought was interesting. You can't. You know, they're not on the game. They're not on this game to fix the social issues in the world.
Oh, the social issues in the world. Yeah. Right. He said, yeah, he was basically saying we're not going to solve all the world's problems by, you know, participating in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, and then it was kind of split down the middle.
Yeah. Erica thinks that Mike and Kevin are voting her in. So she was a little crazy about that. Then Jeffrey goes to Gene to ask, you know, is he going to vote and take his side? And Gene was like, I'm not really sure. I need to think about it, which I thought was pretty smart.
Yeah.
I thought that was the smart choice. And then as they were in the process of voting, Stephanie finds Robin's pants.
Yeah.
And inside Robin's pants, there's a bunch of writing and little one-liners.
Yeah, and they said something that they thought she was tweeting those messages. Is that what was the consensus of what it actually was in her pants? What do you think that was?
I have no idea.
It was strange.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And some of the things they mentioned something about she felt like how Kennedy felt and some of the other things. And
yeah. Or something, the large comment. Yeah. It was something
but,
about.
But they can't tweet. They can't tweet because I've gone to a lot of their Twitters.
Yeah.
And they have followers, but I don't believe they're tweeting.
They're tweeting. Right. Well, maybe it's for, I don't know.
I don't
know.
That
was weird.
But between the messages, the one-liners in her pants, her having insomnia and cleaning from 1:34 in the morning to like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And then the whole story about this whole thing with the stabbing. I mean, we really don't know, you know, what went down with that, too.
Well, I'm going to hope that that was truth. I don't know why someone would go to the
extreme. Oh, no, I don't think it was a false story. I'm just saying, like, it's just with everything that they're saying about her, maybe that plays into a little bit of her personality, yeah, of who she is.
And then she even mentioned how she was, you know, between the issues that she was having with who's she beefing with?
Erica.
Yeah, how she was having these daily fights with Erica, how she really started to feel herself was about to like lose it.
Yeah.
So at least she acknowledged that she's has her crazy lose it moments.
Well, I think you know,
but I guess being at a house,
I was gonna say, in these moments where you got the camera on you 24 hours a day, you can't talk to anybody except mm-hmm. the people who you're seeing all day long. Mm-hmm. I might go a little cuckoo myself.
Yeah.
You know, get a little postal.
Right.
You know, so.
So now we want to, before they do the vote, then they had a surprise guest. The contestants from The Bachelor. Tedley and Kipton.
Tedley and Kipton.
Yeah. And so they were there to give the fans, answers. And those are the questions that the contestants ask the fans. And no one knows what the question is. You only get the answer.
Yeah.
And so they gave three, Tedley and Kipton gave three of the answers. One was to Holly. The answer was no. And then Holly said her question.
Her question was,
"Do you want me to stay in the house?" And the answer was no.
No, a big fat no.
Yeah.
Now, were you surprised by that?
A little bit. I mean,
they
kept her.
They voted her back. So,
but then again, it was a battle of who do we like. Maybe it was a battle of who we like less. Like Apollo, just he completely showed a completely different side. Well, actually, they showed two different sides. So it was maybe it was an issue of who do I like, who do I like less?
Right.
And so Apollo, they liked him less, obviously, because he goes home. But maybe they still don't like Holly because, again, she looked like a liar.
She did look like a liar. She did not get the stories together last week.
So I'm not surprised that her answer was no.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that surprised, I guess. I guess when initially with her coming back, I thought that maybe they were having a little bit more loyalty to Holly at this point.
Well, I think maybe now that she didn't really do anything this week to regain the fans to like her. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Well, then the other question was for Gene. Should he be in a pack or a lone wolf?
And they said
in a pack.
And they said to be in the pack.
Well, I think at the end of the day, for you to really win this game, you can't be a lone wolf.
You can't be.
No, you gotta align yourself with some people in this and play a smart strategy.
But I do think that he's smart enough to continue to play the middle until he needs to join a side.
Yeah, he's riding that middle line very well. Mm-hmm. He's surfboarding it all the way. The wave is high, and he's right on top of it.
And then Andrea's question. I mean, it was, should alliances be made in the house? And of course, the answer was yes. Yeah. I thought that was a dumb question.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really basic question. I mean, we already know the answer to that. Why even, you don't need to ask that question, you know? Yeah. So, but those were the only ones that they mentioned.
And then before they actually go to the votes, now remind you, Kevin and Erica just had a nice little kissy tit-tat-tay in the bed the other night.
Yeah.
The drama began. So Kevin and Erica are talking and Kevin tells Erica, "I'm voting for you."
And she was shocked.
What the hell?
I didn't see that one coming though. Because remember, we were having our little conversation in the room and I was like, there's no way Kevin's going to vote her in. I mean, he just hooked up with her. You know, but he kept his game face on.
And he says, "I'm voting for you."
He said, "I'm voting for you." And I mean, he explained why.
What was his reason why?
He said basically that he felt sorry for Andrea and that she, you know, she was kind of everyone's target, he felt like, within that last week. And he didn't feel like he wanted to contribute to that. And he felt that Erica would be able to come out of it.
Now, do you think that this could potentially hurt Kevin, being that in some ways people may perceive him taking Andrea's side as him not being for equality? What do you think about that? Do you think people would maybe turn on him because it may be perceived that way? I'm not saying that he is, but it could be perceived that way.
No, you know why? My perception of it is that I don't even know if that'll be a factor when people are thinking about things. I think it's more they may look at the way that Erica was treating, for example, Robin. Mm-hmm. Erica's sort of depicted as the mean girl right now. So him going against her may show like, hey, you know, he's a sensitive guy. He's trying to stand up for the girl who's basically sort of being bullied by, you know, Erica. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to show more that he's like the sensitive guy, and he's bold enough to even go against her after he just semi hooked up with her.
Right.
So,
and which he also explained, when I sip cocktails, as you say, then that's when you're going to see the flirty side of him.
The flirty side of him. Yeah. The different Kevin.
Yeah. And so now let's talk about the votes. So yes. I called this one.
You did. I give you that.
I called this one because Robin then was saying, you know, that right now that it was at 5-5.
Yeah.
And that she'll be able to get the vote. And so that's when we started to figure out, OK, well, how to, you know, and then we, of course, we discovered that both the winning and losing team gets the vote, which was a total of 10.
Yeah.
And so it was split. There were 5 votes for Erica and 5 votes for Andrea.
Yep.
And so Robin, being that she's the losing captain and that she's already in limbo,
yeah,
she gets to choose who goes into limbo with her.
Limbo, yeah.
And so,
and we knew who that was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we knew Erica's name was going to be called.
Right. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about some prediction of what we think is going to happen for next week, as well as some gossip and some Twitter information. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Yes.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Tell them old Willie Bear sent you.
That's right.
I love that commercial.
Yeah.
So for news and gossip, let's talk about the ratings. So
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Glass House proves to be a ratings dud is what the Associated Press said. So last in week two, they were at 3 point. They were a little under 4 million.
They were like 3.7.
And now for week two, they were now at 3.3 million viewers, and they ranked number 63 in the Nielsen's ratings.
Yeah,
and so that's not really good.
Yeah. That's my version of it.
That was a pretty good version.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
So the ratings dropped a little bit, but, you know, I am still faithful that it's going to catch on and it's going to be one of the hottest, what do you call it, with the when you tweet, when you do the star.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm very confident that the ratings are going to go up to 5.3 million viewers next weekend. I'm sure, because everyone is watching AfterBuzz TV. They're going to watch us, they're going to see us recap it, and then 2 million viewers, 5.3 next weekend.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I also found out that Big Brother is scheduled to reappear on July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the 14th installment of Big Brother. So it's going to give, the Glass House some competition.
Now, is it on the same day?
I don't believe it's on the same day now, but there are only 10 episodes scheduled for the Glass House. We are now, episode 4?
So next week could be number 4.
Be number 4 next week, so mm-hmm. there'll be 6 more to go. And so I think it's going to cut right in the middle for competition, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that should be interesting. And then I noticed a section about who the higher Twitter followers were as of this week mm-hmm. for the Glass House. It seems that, let's see here, Erica is leading all the Twitter votes right now, and then it is the lowest votes are Mike, surprisingly, with the Twitter votes.
Well, he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah, DJ Mike.
I'm sorry. I was thinking the other Adam. I was thinking the other guy who got voted off.
Oh, Jacob?
Yeah.
Or Alex.
Yeah.
Yes. So so right now, ironically, Erica is holding the highest.
But then he's also the oldest.
he's the oldest, but, you know, he's aligned with Kevin and Robin, so he's got, you know, some positioning in the game. So
speaking of Twitter and online, what we find very interesting is all of the live streams that you can watch daily on abc.com / The Glass House. I think it's really cool. I vote all the time. I get to vote all the time on all the little different things that are going to pop up in the challenge.
Yep.
We get to see them. Now, the live stream I find boring. And it makes me, like, I can never do this because they look bored.
Well, I think that it depends on the topic of what they give them to talk about during the live stream. Sometimes it's boring, but sometimes it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like today when I was looking at some of the things that were being streamed about, even like some of the votes, there were questions like, should Joy wanted to know, should they form an alliance? Or all the way down to Gene wanted to know, should he become the pack leader, as we were mentioning? And then it was something Erica wanted to know, if you were down to DTS, which is down to spoon. You know, so sometimes these things are kind of funny.
The questions are cool, but it's just like, it looks like they're just sitting doing, like, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Like, nobody's playing cards or games.
Right.
Like, they look bored.
Well, most of them, they're sitting around talking, I think, and drinking.
24, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. But, however, you know, you guys can always check out the live streams daily. Go to abc.com. And then, of course, you also want to go to AfterBuzz TV and find out what we're all doing. Now, let's talk about some of the tweets. Now, what was very interesting is when we were tweeting last week in regards to Holly about her being the whole liar thing.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from Yakety Yak, which is ironic because when Holly came back into the house, she shout out Yakety Yak.
She did.
And so when we're having conversation, I find out that she is a twin sister of Holly. And so when we were having conversation, she tweeted me on June 26th saying that at Holly's, whatever her tweet is a psych major. She got overwhelmed being attacked and questioned, and producers edit well.
Wow.
So her twin sister has said that she is really a psych major.
Okay, so she confirmed the story.
So she confirmed the story, so that she is. And so maybe she just was, you know, under pressure and she was attacked. Which, I mean, she was attacked.
She was attacked.
You know, because I did think that it was kind of odd that she just walked into the room and then, bam, they just start drilling.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, she was attacked, so.
So, Yakety Yak, thank you for clarifying that for us. And if you want to, you guys can go to my Twitter to verify who Yakety Yak is. And I also want to give a shout-out to Watchtower Base. He watches us. He watches AfterBuzz religiously, and he's watching us right now. So we want to say thank you to you as well.
Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you have?
Well, I did have I'm personally happy that Holly's back because I told you already she's my, you know, crush on the show. And apparently after who was it who made a statement again tonight as well? Was it Kevin who said he was very glad that she was back as well?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what her twin sister looks like. I know we have to go into predictions, but I want to know what her twin sister looks like.
From the picture that I see, she's blonde.
Okay. So they may look totally different.
Because I had asked her, I was like, I thought she was joking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she said that everyone knows that her sister is the genuine and sweet one and how she's kind of like the more meaner one.
Yeah.
And so when I was trying to look at the picture, because, you know, on Twitter, how the pictures are really small.
Yeah.
I was trying to, like, really get a good look, but I really couldn't get a good look. But she says that she's a twin sister. So, you know.
Hey. All right.
I mean, that's what it is. And so you have anything else before we...
There was one thing that popped up tonight that I was looking at. It said, what food items should the players have to make for lunch during an upcoming web show? It said either a large hoagie with all the fixings or breakfast for lunch. What would you choose?
Breakfast for lunch.
Why?
I love breakfast.
Me too.
Yeah. And plus, I'm on a new diet now, so I couldn't eat a sandwich.
Oh, what do you like? What was it? No carbs? What it was?
No wheat.
Gluten free.
Yeah, no wheat. So I'm on a new diet.
A new diet. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily like hoagies, so I definitely would go for breakfast, and I can eat that all along. But I thought that was a pretty funny question.
Yeah.
Those are the type of things that are coming in from America for the contestants to participate in.
And if you have any questions for us, you guys can follow me at Bam Erickson on Twitter or Facebook.
And you can follow me at Darriel Christian, D-E-R-R-I-A-L, last name C-H-R-I-S-T-O-N, and same name on Facebook as well.
And then also our other host, Justin, he'll be back next week. And so we want to thank you guys for watching another fabulous AfterBuzz TV episode of The Glass House. And
predictions.
Oh, predictions.
We got to do predictions. He's trying to rush us out of here.
Sorry, I'm looking at the clock.
You're AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm going to predict Robin is going to stay. And Erica, kick rocks, girl.
I'm going to predict that Erica is kicking rocks as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that her time might be up this week. I think that
5, 4, 3, 2, yo, time is up.
I can't even do it. Janet Jackson used to be able to do it. I can't do it. Yeah, I think Erica's going to get the boot.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And on that note, so again, we want to thank you guys for watching AfterBuzz TV for a recap of ABC's reality show, The Glass House. I'm Bam Erickson.
I'm Darriel Christian. Thank you guys for watching us, and be sure to tune in next Monday night at 11 p.m. again as we do episode 4 recap.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.